So what did happen to Wichita's big plan for its riverfront anyway? I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, how a new building with a funny name will enhance the city's transit offerings.
You park once and go wherever you want to go.
But first, about a year ago, Wichita released a new plan for the city's downtown riverfront. The $1 billion Riverfront Legacy Master Plan aimed to renovate the East Bank on a scale never seen before. Daryl Kelly was part of the coalition that put that proposal together, and he joined us a year ago to discuss it. Not long after, the pandemic hit. The local economy took a tumble, and the plan stalled. We invited Kelly back to our studio this week to talk about the Riverfront Plan now and its future. He says although the plan is on hold, the reasons behind it remain unchanged: improving Wichita's quality of life, making the city attractive to businesses, and retaining a talented workforce, especially young workers.
We can't really, wait or put this off because the only thing we're doing is wasting time. And the young people are making decisions now based off what we're doing. So they're watching us. They're going to follow our lead.
How will we know when it's time to resume this plan and start planning again?
I think we'll kind of know when the timing is right. We definitely are empathetic to a lot of the situations that are going on that were compounded by COVID. And so we don't want to, be insensitive to those things. But we definitely have a future thinking mindset.
When the coalition does resume its work, what changes to the plan will it be forced to consider because of the pandemic and how that has changed the way we live?
I think for this, it was a kind of a silver lining because it allowed us to think about what does a 21st century space, what are the requirements for a thriving and bustling downtown, convention space, meeting space, all of those things. Last year changed a lot of stuff, so we really can't go in thinking exactly the way that we were.
Is there any doubt in your mind that this plan or something similar will happen one day?
You might be asking the wrong person, Tom, because I don't have any doubts about anything. And so I see us pushing through, doing whatever we set our mind to. I mean, we're on the moon. We're in the deepest, darkest places in the ocean. This, to me, making sure we have a comprehensive plan for our, future of downtown and surrounding neighborhoods and areas, that's not a big undertaking, in my opinion.
People would probably disagree with you on that, but that's okay.
And that's fine. I definitely welcome to have a discussion and talk about anybody and spread the no doubt theory to them.
That was Daryl Kelly. You can see illustrations of the Riverfront Legacy Master Plan and learn what's next at KMUW.org. Meanwhile, on the other side of the river, plans are progressing for the Delano Multimodal Center. It will sit near the new Riverfront Baseball Stadium and provide amenities for all things transit: bus service, the Q line, vehicle parking, bicycle and scooter rentals, and rideshare services. For this month's En Route, KMUW's Beth Goulet spoke with Transit Director Mike Tan about the new center while taking a ride on the Q line.
Okay, so we're passing the transit center right now, but we're heading to the site of the new transit center. Is that right? Is it going to take the place of this one?
Or well, actually, what we're hoping to do is to reinvent our service when this building is completed. It's meant to be a multimodal transportation center. So obviously, there'll be components down there that aren't up here at our old transit center. There'll be bike facilities. There'll be scooter facilities. Obviously, being located along the river, there's a lot of opportunity for people to use those types of things. There'll be a large parking component that's there for people to either go to the ball game or to go to Century 2 or to go to Intrust, and we'll have shuttles running back and forth that'll provide that. But we're also hoping that when that facility is complete, we'll actually have more street transfers going on so that more people will be able to take advantage of not a complete grid system, but more like a hybrid grid system. And we're also hoping that once we get through, again, this very strange time in our lives, that microtransit will become a form in certain segments in certain areas of Wichita. So it's part of a whole big plan as compared to be just one building in one location. It's part of a huge transit plan that we're, now that we have the funding to do it, and we do have the machinery to do it, we'll do that micro transit pilot as soon as this is over again. And then hopefully that'll all start to come together.
And talk to me about the funding. It was part of a federal grant, is that right?
That's correct. It's 100% funded by the Federal Transit Administration. It's called a build grant. And what that means is that you're either building a bus or you're building a building. And in our case, for this money, it was to build a building. It can't be used for operations. It's not used, in this case, for buying more buses or hiring drivers or putting more service on the street. It's specifically identified as being for a building.
And it's located where?
It's located on Sycamore and Oak between Texas and Burton. We just feel that this project would fit extremely well with the area, the goals of what the Delano and the waterfront area, especially the West Bank, what's going to be there, what's going to be close, and then how transit will be able to connect all of that. Can you stop right here, Dominic? You park once and go wherever you want to go. Or if you're someone that lives on a bus route outside, you can do the same thing. You can come down here and you have access to everything that you want to have access to. And that's sort of the goal of the project.
Beth Goulet goes en route with transit riders across Wichita. You can find past conversations at KMUW.org. And one last thing. How's that whole 2021 thing working out for you? Remember how we couldn't wait to bid farewell to 2020? Hard to believe, or maybe not, but so far this year is just as crummy. COVID-19 cases continue to spike. The rollout of the vaccine evokes memories of the first clumsy efforts at testing. And our political differences, well, enough said there. 2021 still has a lot of time to right itself. But for some reason, I can't stop thinking of the old Irish saying, better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe, Stephen Basaha, and Luann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.